Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's up? It's Loud and Local back here on The Rock. I have a band called The Scoffs. They have a new album called The Lonely Ones. They brought me a pizza box. In the box was not a pizza. It was a t-shirt, some stickers, and their new records, which is called The Lonely Ones, available now. We're going to play some songs from the record, and we're going to be talking about the record, talking about everything that went into it, talking about some rad shows coming up, including one on St. Patrick's Day at Slim's Last Chance. But before we get into all the music, welcome to the show. What's your name, and what do you do in the band?
My name is Nuck. I'm the singer and guitarist and hand model.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I'm Lonnie. I'm the resident weirdo, and I play guitar, and yeah.
Nice.
You sing too.
I sing too.
And dance, like a monkey.
And I dance. I
dance like a monkey. Yeah, and I'm Rob. I'm the drummer, and that's all I do.
Okay, nice. No hand modeling for you.
No hand modeling.
And Nate, and I play the bass, and struggle to be appreciated and heard and all those kind
of redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, your only fans.
But by my only fans, I get validation on there. So.
Okay, there you go. Hey, you get it somehow. You get it somehow that you can. So let's talk a little bit about the origin story of the band. Whoever wants to hop in, and how'd you guys start? How long have you guys been around? And how'd you all meet each other?
We started April 2019. March 2019, thereabouts. Nate and I were playing in a band called Drag Strip Riot.
Yeah.
A band I was in for about 12 years.
And wow.
Nate came in for a reunion show we did with the original members. And when one guy couldn't make all the gigs that we had booked for the year that we did the reunion, Nate came in because he had been on the road with the beer before that. And so when that ended its run, he looked at me and said, I want to keep playing. And I said, I want to play punk. And, I mean, I started out playing that stuff back in the 90s in a band called Orange 42.
Cool.
And so, anyway, I'd already played with Rob in Graceland 5, and I'd played with this other guy, Gabor, had approached me and said he wanted to play with me if I ever needed a guitarist. And so that was kind of the kernel of it. I had the bassist with me already, and Nate over there, and then we called up the other two guys, and we got songs written. In 1 month, we played our first show on May 4th of 2019.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool, right on. So about a year before the pandemic, and then the pandemic hits, and, you know,
10 months. We made it 10 months or something like that before everything shut down. So,
how did you guys manage as a band during that time? Did you guys have, do you guys have to, kind of just stick to the day jobs and not play gigs much? Were you guys able to get together and record? And practice and whatnot. How'd you guys kind of get through?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting seeing how things would evolve week by week.
Mm-hmm.
Where we all had to kind of take a break because Nuck and I went to a show really right as things were shutting down. Brett Amaker was playing this big, his sort of electronic-y kind of thing at Numo's, and we're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Oh, it's going to be 2 weeks. It's going to be a month. It's going to be, you know, it was evolving. And so we played as kind of much as we could. And, you know, people were doing all of those live stream shows.
Yep.
And we, you know, we sort of dipped our toe into some of those. We'd get to, we would stream from our practice space and do what we could to play outdoor things when those started to become available. And so I feel like every month it would be some different kind of opportunity.
Yep.
Just to keep us going. And then we even were able to, once things got safe and, you know, vaccines were making their way around, we were able to record a couple of songs with Jesse O'Donnell from Noise.
The Autopsy Room.
Yeah, in the Autopsy Room.
Yeah.
Down in Tacoma, we recorded some stuff with him.
Shout out to Jesse.
Yeah. He's, you know, great to work with. And so that was another little kind of check in the box of, like, feel like we weren't losing steam that way.
That's
and
cool.
So that was a, but it was an ever-evolving thing. I feel like week to week we would have a different picture of what it was all like, for sure.
Just think, like, the last 3 years have been so weird. What a weird time we've made it through, you know? And I did the same thing, you know? I'm not a musician myself, but I tried to stay as active with promoting music through Loud and Local as possible, but I had to shift to the Zoom thing, and that and I talked with you on Zoom and stuff.
I think it was your first Pandy interview.
Yes. it was an odd time. I did what I had to, and we got through, but I gotta say, it's so awesome to have you guys in studio. It's awesome to have any bands in studio to, like, really share that. You know, first I like to, you know, have bands get the unique radio station for one, so that's to share. But for another, you can't duplicate having the actual energy in the room of having a conversation.
100%. Yeah.
Zoom interviews, you know, I got really good at becoming kind of a wrangler of those. You know, you kind of, everyone kind of has their, like, glitches, or they talk over each other. It's a bit odd, so it's
so
awesome.
Like a professional cat herder.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I mean, we're all broken inside, which is why we have to perform and get validation.
Oh, there you
go. So imagine trying to get validation over a Zoom performance.
Yeah, it did that work.
You know, you hit your final chord, and we're expecting, you know, the tens of people to clap or whatever it is, and it's like,
and all you hear is,
okay.
And that's why you shifted to the OnlyFans,
exactly right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, so this album that we're going to be playing songs from, is this? Did you guys record this with Jesse?
Yeah. So the lead single, The Lonely Ones, was one of the, I think, four songs we recorded at Jesse's studio.
Nice.
So, yeah, we ran in there, and we recorded them just straight up live. What you hear is, like, we're all in one room, no isolation, just jamming, and then ran into a booth and sang the vocals.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that was done super live, and so the raw energy's there, and, I mean, it's live and everything, too. And then the other stuff was the songs that we recorded with Evan Foster from Boss Martians in his studio at No Count on Capitol Hill.
Nice.
And we actually did those before the recording with Jesse.
Okay.
So it's all kind of a hodgepodge. It's like three EPs on there with some songs that haven't been released yet. So we decided, instead of putting out a fourth EP, let's just put out a full album with that EP on there.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you guys press it on vinyl, which, you know, and this is DIY, right? This is all put out your own label?
Yeah, or nobody will have us.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And, you know, in back to that, the Pandy thing. So we sent that in forever ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, and how long, like, the vinyl shortages, whew, you know, the big artists are buying now because it's cool to have
thanks,
vinyl.
Thanks, Adele.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
when she has to press 500,000 albums so that they're another chart they're on top of. And, like, oh, that's, you know, that's 1,000 local bands worth of vinyl. So
totally,
we ordered it, you know, 9 months ago or something like that, and we finally got them. So it was like, whether this is good or not, we're so in love with this.
Tired of the songs by the time you get it, you're like, yeah, these songs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But at least it looks cool. It's red vinyl. So
there you go.
Well, I'm new, so I'm not tired of the songs.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
And the songs that are new on this one that weren't on the previous EPs that we released, we stopped playing them once we knew these were going to be on another album or the next album or the full album. Then we just stopped playing them because we didn't want to wear them out.
And sure.
So, yeah. So they're kind of new again. We're bringing them back into the set list and focusing on those.
Nice. Speaking of set lists, you guys are going to be playing some shows, so let's talk about those. You're going to be playing Plaid Pig. Rad plays down in Tacoma, South Tacoma way, and that's with Millhouse, and that's going on January 7th. February 4th, you got one in Shakedown up in Bellingham, and that's going to be with Box Cutter and Land of Wolves. And then you're going to be playing a special one March 17th, St. Patrick's as Slim's Last Chance. So
you got it.
Tell me a little bit about this this St. Patrick's show. I think you guys have a few tricks up your sleeves, or
yeah. So they told me after they said, "Hey, you know, let's have you come in and play St. Patty's Day." I said, "Yeah, sure, we're open." And then they said, "We're thinking of having bands like do kind of a super group of local guys from different bands play with you and do all Pogue stuff." And I said, "Cool." And then they said, "Would you want to do Pogue stuff?" And I said, "I would like to do Stiff Little Finger stuff if I'm going to do Irish."
Yeah.
And so I think that's where. Now, we haven't sat down to practice any of them yet, but we've got 3 months to figure it out.
That's
so
awesome.
I already know at least three of them, so yeah. We're good on those three.
You think anyone will go up there and do a Thin Lizzy set? That'd be pretty badass,
oh,
right?
Man.
that would be cool.
Back in town.
Yes, totally. That's awesome, man. So you got some gigs to show to play, and you got this record to sell. So let's get some records to sell. But if people can't make it to those shows, can they order vinyl on like Bandcamp or a website?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So our Bandcamp is thescoffsband.bandcamp.com. And if you have trouble finding that, go to thescoffs.com and you can find the links to everything. Or go to our Instagram and you'll see me posting about it every day.
Nice. There you go.
And all the other sites are just / the Scoffs. Facebook, the Scoffs.
Yep.
Instagram, the Scoffs. All that stuff. Your mom / the Scoffs.
Yep.
You'll find us.
OnlyFans. Yes,
that's
exactly.
Right. OnlyFans / the Scoffs.
We are the only fans. Exactly. So, yeah. No. We're going to go into a couple songs here, actually. So we're going to go into the title track, The Lonely Ones. And then we're going to go into Talk is Cheap. So who wants to intro these? You know, you got anything you want to say about The Lonely Ones and Talk is Cheap?
Coming up next on your radio. So the song The Lonely Ones is homage to a friend that grew up picked on pretty mercilessly.
Mm-hmm.
And she grows up real well. And so now.
Grows up.
Yeah.
Grows up.
And now people want to know her, whereas back then she was preyed upon. And so I wrote a song kind of in tribute. And I think a lot of people could feel the lyrics who had similar upbringing. So anyway, a little tip of the cap to people that grew up as loners or weirdos or outcasts.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Found their way and continue to live lives on their own terms.
Right on. Well, here's The Lonely Ones from The Lonely Ones by The Scoffs. After that, it's Talk is Cheap. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock.
She goes to parties on her own. Styles, a knockoff purse, worn-out shoes.
Women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Scoffs, from their album The Lonely Ones. That was Talk Is Cheap. Before that, it was The Lonely Ones. And this is a Seattle-based... Well, actually, you know what? I didn't even ask you guys. Are you guys? Would you guys call yourselves a Seattle band? Or
mostly
you,
Minnesota.
Mostly? Okay. Sounds good.
We came a long way for this interview.
Nice. Nice.
I hitchhiked.
Wow.
Now, we're from mostly the Seattle area. One of us resides up in Everett.
Yeah, I live in Everett.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah.
So if you see Rob around... Wave at him if you're in the north end.
Nice.
Don't throw stuff at him. Not cool.
No.
Not cool, man.
Yeah, I came from Connecticut.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
And then moved to Tacoma.
Okay.
Yeah.
What brought you to Tacoma?
My parents.
Mm.
Yeah, we were fleeing some doctor bills of mine.
There you go. Yeah.
That would happen.
Yo, yeah, that's what happened. That's why I am the way I am.
Yeah. Yes.
Me all the time.
Head injury of some sort.
Yeah, but then I started like forming bands and stuff in like the mid to late 80s.
Yeah.
Landed in Seattle, formed a band.
That's Bristle?
Yeah, Bristle.
Yes, I'm very familiar with Bristle. Yes. I didn't want to geek out, but I know you as Lonnie Bristle, so, you know.
Really
didn't want to be the fanboy, but, you know, so.
And Dreadful Children.
And Dreadful
That's
Children.
That's his band, too.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Dreadful Children, Lizzie, happy freaking birthday.
Yeah.
Yes, today is her actual birthday.
Awesome.
Although this will air on.
Yes, by the time they hear this, it will not be their birthday.
I know, but.
It'll be a surprise.
But it's the thought that counts. It's the thought that counts. Awesome. So, you know, bringing Lonnie aboard, it was kind of like bringing punk rock royalty on the band, in the band, huh?
Yeah. When I was a teenager, I was 17 playing shows in the Lake Union Pub and the storeroom and stuff. And Bristle was the S, right?
Yeah.
So, that was the band we always wanted to play with, and we played a couple shows with him here and there, and so yeah, I definitely knew who he was, and I you know, I dug Dreadful Children too, and
mm-hmm.
played with that band with different iterations over the years when I was in drag strips. So it was really the first thought that hit us when we realized we needed to backfill for Gabor when he had to go. And by the way, that wasn't a falling out of any kind. He just didn't have the space to do a band
sure.
at the time, and so
yeah.
that was fine. And so anyway, first thought, I said to Nate, like, dude, let's get Lonnie. And then I thought, oh, Lonnie's too big.
Yeah, he's not gonna want to play with us. And then, but it's been a great fit.
The who?
Yeah, we kind of sat on our hands for a few months, and then I just looked at Nate. I was like, I should just text him.
Let's just see. Let's yeah. throw it against the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, look how that like, worked out. They're like, test me. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yes, please.
He said yes immediately. I couldn't believe it. So, yeah. So now I've got the guy that I used to, you know, open for as a kid.
I did as well.
The band. Yeah.
That's rad.
But I
dude.
Was never a kid.
You're always old.
I was always old.
Rob's got Benjamin Button disease.
So, like, what, you're in seventh grade and you looked old?
Yeah.
He's actually 28.
Yeah.
We went bald at, like, third grade. You know?
Yeah,
I was like,
totally.
Sheesh.
Grew a mustache.
I swear I had hair at one age.
That's right, yeah.
One age.
One time, you know. One time I had hair. So, guys... the time I hit the hard-hitting journalistic questions. What's your favorite Northwest bands of all time? It could be a band, you know, it could be some of the, like, you know, the you know, all-time, you know, big bands, or it could be a local band you just saw, like, a couple weeks ago. It's all good. So, favorite Northwest bands of all time. Nuck, let's start with you.
Christ on a Crutch.
Okay.
That album, when I heard it, it changed my viewpoint on music, literally, just like, and I wasn't into hardcore or anything. I was into mm-hmm. straight up just 70s punk rock.
Yep.
And then I got a dubbed copy of that from my buddy Frosty, mm-hmm. who was in Orange 42 with me. And man, just the tight beats. Eric Ocre played on there. And Nate Mendel, who yep. went on to
Sunny Day Real Estate yeah, exactly. and Foo Fighters.
And that rhythm section was just incredible. And listening to it to this day, it still gives me chills. It's just, it's a Crime Pays When Pigs Die is a perfect album. And so that's easily anytime somebody even sniffs around, you know, what my favorite Northwest stuff is, that's always going to be on top of the list.
Right on. You had your answer right ready to go. Like, yeah. Lonnie, how about you?
Subvert, by far.
Okay. Shout out Tacoma.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was from Tacoma. I came up with Subvert and Silent Treatment and all those bands, you know, that were playing then. And, yeah, but Subvert just really hit me because I've always been way into politics and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of the political aspect and the change-inducing aspect of punk rock.
Yeah.
You know, and the pure aggression of hardcore punk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, yeah, Subvert really did it for me.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
I mean, there are a lot of great locals around now that I adore. Like, I go to Disorderly shows all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll go see F-Con.
Yes.
You know, these are some, like, Head Honcho. These are, like, some just quality, like, talented locals. Big Time is another one.
Yeah. Awesome.
Dude, they're awesome.
Oh, man, Big Time. It just kills it. You know, but there's a million bands, and I'm sure I'm forgetting, like, all million of them. But I've always been really into the local scene.
Awesome.
You know, despite our favorite locals, our favorite locals will play with, you know, like GBH or something like that. But I'm there for the locals, right? Because that's my scene.
Yeah.
That's the scene that we've all built.
Absolutely. So. And like you said, you were, you know, you built it. You guys built this, you know. So it's awesome that you're still, you know, a part of it on the ground floor of it. So that's really awesome.
I believe it was the philosopher Grace of Slick that said, "We built this city on rock and roll."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I stand by that.
Grace of Slick.
Grace of Slick.
I like
Grace
that.
Grace of Slick.
Yeah.
And how about you, man?
Oh, well, this is really hard for me. I never really pay attention to band names.
Okay.
But, back in the early days, I liked the Dehumanizers.
Oh yeah.
Phil is a friend of mine, so I kind of follow a lot of his bands. Slam Suzanne was another one I really liked, but sonically, I think drum wise and stuff, the Coffin Break.
Yeah.
The sound was so gnarly. I mean, the drums were amazing. It changed everything. That kind of music can sound, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So far we got Christ on a Crutch, mm-hmm. Subvert, Coffin Break. And how about you, man?
So I didn't live here back in the like teenage years. Okay. I moved here in 2002, but even living away from here.
That's Nate.
Yeah, Nate. I got to know some Northwest stuff just from, you know, friends who would have traveled and mm-hmm. bring cassettes, you know, dubs of things. And I just remember, you know, when whatever was popular, you know, in teenage years and stuff like that. And I got a copy of a very early Soundgarden album.
Cool.
And it's like, so, you know, the just some of that really early
like
stuff.
Like Screaming Life,
yeah,
Fop.
Just all that stuff, you know. And just such a big, huge sound, and it wasn't anything like the stuff that was, you know, popular at the time, and is the amazing stuff. And then I moved here in 2002, and you know, in their contemporary still, where I so really liked Tad you know, Mudhoney, and like, and those guys are just walking around town still, and even now, like, you can
totally.
You know, you can just be around it, and those guys are still playing shows, and like,
you're like, "What's up, Mark Arm?"
And it's like,
he sends your records out if you buy from Sub Pop. Yeah, you know, like, he's in the show, you know, Sub Pop shipping
but
department.
But I would find, you know, would have stuff from like, oh, this was recorded in the late 80s, early 90s kind of thing, like before I ever really knew the Northwest scene. And it was like, and so like when I moved up here, I was like, oh, I already know this band, and you know, so it was cool to see, like, oh yeah, I was playing you on as I was pedaling my bike around New Orleans, you know, as a kid. And so those kind of things. So it was pretty cool, I thought.
Nice. Yeah, some of that early Soundgarden stuff, you know, give it any other singer, it could be a doom metal band.
Yeah.
But then put his vocals on, and it's just a soaring, just rock, you know,
exactly.
like royalty. So.
Yeah.
stuff, man. So right on. I think we named some pretty good, big heavy hitters here in the Northwest, and it was awesome that you shouted out some of the current bands too, along with, you know, some of the classics. So I always
so
like
great current locals.
Absolutely. And you're going to be playing with a bunch of them. See what I did there?
That's right.
We got it. January 7th, House at the Plaid Pig in Tacoma. We got February 4th at the Shakedown in Bellingham with a couple rad more hardcore bands. Box Cutter and Land of Wolves. Then March 17th at Slim's Last Chance. Going to be playing some Irish songs for St. Patrick's Day at Slim's Last Chance. But now is the question where I like to ask, what was the first album you ever purchased with your own money, whether it be CD, cassette, vinyl, whatever the format was, but what was the first album you ever purchased with your own money? Was it Kiss Alive? Was it, you know, The Carpenters? What was it?
Which side of the room are we starting
Let's start with you again, Nuck.
This is Nuck. I got Huey Lewis Sports on cassette.
American Psycho style.
Yeah. I don't remember. I think I had heard them do Bad is Bad or something like that at some awards performance, and I liked the doo-wop stuff. And so I asked my mom for that album. And so, yeah.
There you go.
Mine's a weird one.
Okay.
It was a compilation called If Life Is So Ugly, Why Not Kill Yourself?
Okay.
It's a bunch of early L.A. punk rock bands.
So nice.
Had bands like China White and Ill Will, mm-hmm. Flowers of Happiness.
Not familiar, but it sounds cool.
Oh, it's a great record. It's like, nice. It's so punkity rockety. It's hilarious.
Nice.
It's, you know.
Do you still have it?
I do.
Nice,
I
dude.
I still have it. Yeah.
You have all your records? You still have all the records through your collection throughout the years?
I had a liquidation. Let's call it
a liquidation girlfriend.
A forced liquidation.
Sure.
When I was
sure.
moving out of an apartment. Someone took all my records and put them outside for me to move.
Ah, yes.
Not really. I wasn't coming back that night. And yeah, so I lost probably 2/3 of my record collection.
But you got that one still.
I got that one still, yeah. Well, I mean, you look at it, it's just like looks like a piece of garbage. You know? You're just like, but it's a great record. It's so good.
So nobody took that one.
No one took that one, but they did take my China White LP, and I was pretty upset about that.
How rude.
Well, I got a new one from them when we finally ended up playing with them.
There you go. Nice. Full circle. How about you, man? First album you ever purchased with your own money?
It was probably Styx Grand Illusion on cassette.
Okay.
Growing up, my parents had lots of records. They had, you know, they were into the rock, so they had Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin. So there was a lot of those kind of records around. But I think the first one I actually purchased was Styx Grand Illusion on cassette. Yeah.
Is that the one with Come Sail Away or whatever?
Yeah.
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 Come Sail Away.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, you can tell your folks. Are your folks still around?
Yeah, they are.
Tell your folks you're on KISW. I'm sure they'd be proud, you know, if they're fans of rock. So that's awesome.
Seattle's best rock.
Exactly. And how about you, Matt?
So probably one will make me sound cool and one, like, not cool. But so my dad was a truck driver when I was a kid, and I would go with him on runs at some time.
Nice.
So I remember buying at a truck stop Marshall Tucker Band on 8-track.
Okay.
And it was probably like $1.99 or $2.79, and I'd save money from cutting the grass.
Yep.
But then I traded a pocket knife and $4 for AC/DC Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. At the bus stop where I lived in New Orleans as a kid. So
a pocket knife and $4.
Yep. Pocket knife and $4. At the bus. So we were waiting for the school bus, which means I was going to take a pocket knife to school as a middle schooler. But
as you do.
As you do.
You walked away with AC/DC and a sore ass.
Yeah. But,
that is amazing, dude.
Truck stop 8-tracks were like the first probably real purchase. Yeah.
Damn, dude. That is it. And then your life changed from there on out.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Right on. I always like to know, you know, where the beginnings are and whatnot. So that's always a cool question. So, guys, if people can't come out to these gigs, for, you know, whether they have, you know, jobs, family, whatever, you know, holidays, whatever, if they can't come out to the gigs, what's the best way to support you guys and to follow you guys and whatnot?
Follow us, whatever your favorite platform is, we're on there. Mm-hmm. Definitely grab us on Spotify. Find us on YouTube and, you know,
Bandcamp too.
What's that? Click that button and mark that bell. Hey guys, you know, I got to start every post with that. Hey guys. So, yeah, find us on all the stuff. We're very active on Instagram. We're not so much active on Twitter. But, yeah, we're everywhere. So find us, message us, send us pictures, whatever. We're on Bandcamp if you want to support us. So if you want to buy merch or, well, if you want to buy shirts, you can get stuff on our website, thescoffs.com. If you want to buy the record right now, it's on Bandcamp until I get a store up on our website.
And if you even want to buy the record, there's a very good chance I will also mail it to you in one of our personalized pizza boxes.
There you go. Right.
And if you live nearby, we'll show up on
your
doorstep.
We'll even hand deliver a record in the Seattle area.
And you can feed us.
In 30 minutes or less?
And you can feed us.
Yeah.
30 minutes or less.
That's right.
Yeah.
We might feed.
That's right.
30 minutes or less. That's better than Amazon.
And if you let us stay on your floor, we'll bring you two records.
There you go. Guys, it's been a pleasure to have you guys up.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Yeah. We're going to go into a song called Short Fuse. So, who wants to volunteer for something? Who's going to do it? Who's not shy? Who wants to volunteer for something?
Coming up next on the Big Radio Show.
Exactly. So this is what you're going to do. In the cheesiest way possible, old school rock radio style, I want you to introduce this song, Short Fuse. You got to mention the name of the band, the name of the song, and you're listening to Loud and Local on The Rock. Okay? You got it? You got the script?
Let's see how we can do it. Okay.
All right. Let's go. Here we go. Nuck.
All right, next on Loud and Local, you're listening to... No, wait, I should have started with that. All right, you're listening to Loud and Local. This is Nuck with the Scoffs. And coming up next, you're going to hear Short Fuse off the new album, The Lonely Ones.
Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So far we got Christ on a Crutch, Subvert, Coffin Break. And how about you, man?
So I didn't live here back in the like teenage years. Okay. I moved here in 2002, but even living away from here.
That's Nate.
Yeah, Nate. I got to know some Northwest stuff just from, you know, friends who would have traveled and bring cassettes, you know, dubs of things. And I just remember, you know, when whatever was popular, you know, in teenage years and stuff like that. And I got a copy of a very early Soundgarden album.
Cool.
And it's like, so, you know, the just some of that really early
like
stuff.
Like Screaming Life,
yeah,
Fop.
Just all that stuff, you know. And just such a big, huge sound. And it wasn't anything like the stuff that was, you know, popular at the time and is amazing stuff. And then I moved here in 2002.
Yeah.
And, you know, in their contemporary still, where I so really liked Tad and, and you know, Mudhoney. And, like, and those guys are just walking around town still. And even now, like, you can, you know, you can just be around it, and those guys are still playing shows and like
you're like, what's up, Mark Arm?
And it's like
he sends your records out if you buy from Sub Pop. Yeah, you know, he's in the show, you know, Sub Pop shipping
department.
But
I would find, you know, would have stuff from like, oh, this was recorded in the late 80s, early 90s kind of thing, like before I ever really knew the Northwest scene. And it was like, and so like when I moved up here, I was like, oh, I already know this band, and you know, so it was cool to see, like, oh yeah, I was playing you on as I was pedaling my bike around New Orleans, you know, as a kid. And so those kind of things. So it was pretty cool, I thought.
Nice. Yeah, some of that early Soundgarden stuff, you know, give it any other singer, it could be a doom metal band.
Yeah.
But then put his vocals on, and it's just a soaring, just rock, you know,
Exactly.
like royalty. So.
Yeah.
Keith Huffman. So right on. I think we named some pretty good, big heavy hitters here in the Northwest, and it was awesome that you shouted out some of the current bands too, along with, you know, some of the classics. So I always
so
like
great current locals.
Absolutely. And you're going to be playing with a bunch of them. See what I did there?
That's right.
We got it. January 7th, House at the Plaid Pig in Tacoma. We got February 4th at the Shakedown in Bellingham with a couple rad more hardcore bands. Box Cutter and Land of Wolves. Then March 17th at Slim's Last Chance. Going to be playing some Irish songs for St. Patrick's Day at Slim's Last Chance. But now is the question where I like to ask, what was the first album you ever purchased with your own money, whether it be CD, cassette, vinyl, whatever the format was, but what was the first album you ever purchased with your own money? Was it Kiss Alive? Was it, you know, The Carpenters? What was it?
Which side of the room are we starting
Let's start with you again, Nuck.
This is Nuck. I got Huey Lewis Sports.
Okay.
On cassette.
American Psycho style.
Yeah. I don't remember. I think I had heard them do Bad is Bad or something like that at some awards performance, and I liked the doo-wop stuff, and so I asked my mom for that album, and so, yeah.
There you go.
Mine's a weird one.
Okay.
It was a compilation called If Life is So Ugly, Why Not Kill Yourself?
Okay.
It's a bunch of early L.A. punk rock bands.
So nice.
Had bands like China White and Ill Will, mm-hmm. Flowers of Happiness.
Not familiar, but it sounds cool.
Oh, it's a great record. It's like, nice. It's so punkety, rockety. It's hilarious.
Nice.
It's, you know.
Do you still have it?
I do.
Nice,
I
dude.
I still have it, yeah.
You have all your records? You still have all the records through your collection throughout the years?
I had a liquidation. Let's call it a
liquidation girlfriend?
A forced liquidation.
Sure.
When I was
sure.
moving out of an apartment, someone took all my records and put them outside for me to move.
Ah, yes.
Not really, I wasn't coming back that night. And yeah, so I lost probably 2/3 of my
okay.
record collection.
But you got that one still.
I got that one still, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at it, it's just like, looks like a piece of garbage. You
okay.
know? You're just like, meh. But it's a great record. It's so good.
So nobody took that one.
No one took that one, but they did take my China White LP, and I was pretty upset about that.
How rude.
Well, I got a new one from them when we finally ended up playing with them.
There you go. Nice. Full circle. How about you, man? First album you ever purchased with your own money?
It was probably Styx Grand Illusion on cassette.
Okay.
Growing up, my parents had... They had lots of records. They had, you know, they were into the rock, so they had you know, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin. So there was a lot of those kind of records around. But I think the first one I actually purchased was that, was Styx Grand Illusion on cassette. Yeah.
Is that the one with Come Sail Away or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Come Sail
Away. Yeah.
Right on. Well, you can tell your folks. Are your folks still around?
Yeah, they are.
Tell your folks you're on KISW. I'm sure they'd be proud, you know, if they're fans of rock. So that's awesome.
Seattle's best rock.
Exactly. And how about you, Matt?
So probably one will make me sound cool and one, like, not cool. But so my dad was a truck driver when I was a kid, and I would go with him on runs at some time.
Nice.
So I remember buying at a truck stop Marshall Tucker Band on 8-track.
Okay.
And it was probably like $1.99 or $2.79, and I'd save money from cutting the grass.
Yeah.
And but then I traded a pocket knife and $4 for AC/DC Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
That's
at the bus stop where I lived in New Orleans as a kid. So
a pocket knife and $4.
Yep. Pocket knife and $4. At the bus. So we were waiting for the school bus, which means I was going to take a pocket knife to school as a middle schooler. But
as you do,
you walked away with AC/DC and a sore ass.
Yeah. But,
that is amazing.
The
dude.
Truck stop 8-tracks were like the first probably real purchase. Yeah.
Damn, dude. That is and then your life changed from there on out.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Right on. I always like to know, you know, where the beginnings are and whatnot. So that's always a cool question. So, guys, if people can't come out to these gigs, for, you know, whether they have, you know, jobs, family, whatever, you know, holidays, whatever, if they can't come out to the gigs, what's the best way to support you guys and to follow you guys and whatnot?
Follow us, whatever your favorite platform is, we're on there. Mm-hmm. Definitely grab us on Spotify. Find us on YouTube and, you know,
Bandcamp too.
What's that? Click that button and mark that bell. Hey guys, you know, I got to start every post with that. Hey guys. So, yeah, find us on all the stuff. We're very active on Instagram. We're not so much active on Twitter. But, yeah, we're everywhere. So find us, message us, send us pictures, whatever. We're on Bandcamp if you want to support us. So if you want to buy merch or, well, if you want to buy shirts, you can get stuff on our website, thescoffs.com. If you want to buy the record right now, it's on Bandcamp until I get a store up on our website.
And if you even want to buy the record, there's a very good chance I will also mail it to you in one of our personalized pizza boxes.
There you go. Right.
And if you live nearby, we'll show up on
your
doorstep.
We'll even hand deliver a record in the Seattle area.
And you can feed us.
In 30 minutes or less?
And you can feed us.
Yeah.
30 minutes or less. Right. Yeah.
We might feed.
That's right.
30 minutes or less. That's better than Amazon.
Yeah. And if you let us stay on your floor, we'll bring you two records.
There you go. Guys, it's been a pleasure to have you guys up.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Yeah. We're going to go into a song called Short Fuse. So, who wants to volunteer for something? Who's going to do it? Who's not shy? Who wants to volunteer for something?
Coming up next on the big radio show.
Exactly. So this is what you're going to do. In the cheesiest way possible, old school rock radio style, I want you to introduce this song, Short Fuse. You got to mention the name of the band, the name of the song, and you're listening to Loud and Local on The Rock. Okay? You got it? You got the script?
Let's see how we can do it. Okay.
All right. Let's go. Here we go, Nuck.
All right, next on Loud and Local, you're listening to... No, wait, I should have started with that. All right, you're listening to Loud and Local. This is Nuck with the Scoffs. And coming up next, you're going to hear Short Fuse off the new album, The Lonely Ones.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.